Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and your leadership. Today, I'm thinking about paying the price of creativity. Now, let me share with you some words that have captured my attention. Here they are. There is no thrill of mortal danger to surpass that of a lone man trying to create something that never existed before. Now, the words belong to Irving Stone, the author of The Agony and Ecstasy, the 1961 biographical novel of Michelangelo. Stone placed the words in the mouth of one of his characters, sculptor Bertoldo di Giovanni. Now, Bertoldo, himself once a student of the great Italian sculptor Donatello, is now old and burdened with the task of rearing a new generation of sculptors, including the young Michelangelo. Let's listen to the words that Bertoldo gives us in the context in which he said them.
Bertoldo, burdened with the task of rearing a new generation of sculptors, was a dedicated teacher, unlike Ghirlandaio, who simply did not have the time. Sculptors are, at best, monosyllabic men, the sounds of the hammer and chisel their overlanguage and their true speech, drowning out small voices in smaller worlds. Bertoldo was the exception. Michelangelo, you draw well, but it is also important to know why one must draw well. Drawing is a candle that can be lighted so that the sculptor does not have to grope in the dark, a plan for understanding the structure you are gazing at. To try to understand another human being, to grapple for his ultimate depths, that is the most dangerous of human endeavors. And all this the artist essays with no weapon but a pen or charcoal. He shrugged. That romantic Torrigiani talks about going off to the wars. Child's play. There is no thrill of mortal danger to surpass that of a lone man trying to create something that never existed before. Michelangelo held his day's work in his hand, searching it as though to understand better what Bertoldo was saying, seeking to find in it some part of what Bertoldo wanted there.
Such an interesting passage. The mentor is chiding his young protege. Michelangelo, you draw well, but it's also important to know why one must draw well. And knowing that Michelangelo's young friend is thinking about going off to war, Bertoldo says, there is no thrill of mortal danger to surpass that of a lone man trying to create something that never existed before. In other words, Michelangelo, there is a thrill to creativity. But he's also saying there is a work to creativity. In other words, there is a price to pay. Pay that price. And I thought I was paying the price to read the book. I mean, it's 689 pages, 34 hours if you listen on Audible. But as I read the book, I recognized and learned about the tremendous price Michelangelo paid over his almost 90 years, the physical and emotional price he paid, the price he paid to maintain relationships with his family, to navigate the relationship with the church and politics. There were so many lessons learned. But as I think about paying the price of creativity, this morning I'm thinking specifically of the price that Irving Stone paid for the creative work that went into The Agony and the Ecstasy. Let me read you a little piece of an article that Marshall Ingerson wrote for the Christian Science Monitor back in 1984. Speaking of Irving Stone, he said, his research has been called meticulous by academic historians. The notes for his current project on Impressionist Passario fill a chest-high filing cabinet. For The Agony and the Ecstasy, he went so far as to apprentice himself to a marble sculptor in Italy to understand Michelangelo better. His writing day is a regular one. Stone starts writing every day at 8:30 a.m. after a miserable breakfast, and he's so keyed up for work that he doesn't eat much, he says. Lunch, too, is meager. Lately, he's taking a short midday nap and swim, and then he works until 5:30 or 6 p.m. On an exceptional day, listen to this, he will write 6 or 8 pages. On a slow one, perhaps two. He writes in longhand. His secretary types the draft on yellow paper. Mr. Stone goes through four rewrites of a section before Mrs. Stone sees a draft. Her extensive pencilings show careful word-by-word editing on every page, with as much as a third of the writing lined out. After the Stones confer, Mr. Stone does one more draft before the manuscript goes to publisher. Now you think about this. He's writing 2 to 8 pages a day on a 689-page book, which is only one of multiple books this man has written. Talk about the work of creativity. Let me conclude with this little piece from Ingwersen. He writes of Irving Stone that he regrets that more young writers are not setting out to write biographical or historical novels. He suspects that it is partly the great expense of doing years of research, especially overseas, and partly that the projects are simply too arduous. Paying the price of creativity. Proverbs 14:23 says, "In all hard work there is profit." Proverbs 22:29 says, "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." And that is so true for Michelangelo, and it's true for Irving Stone as well. They paid the price of creativity, and consequently, they stood in places few people have stood. And today, my aha moment is pay the price of creativity. There is no thrill of mortal danger to surpass that of a lone man trying to create something that never existed before. So get creative. Try that which hasn't been tried. Pursue that which hasn't been done. Seek to be the best at what God has given you to do. Well, that's my thought with Irving Stone and the agony and the ecstasy, the biographical novel of Michelangelo. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out today on your walk through life.